Friday, November the 5th, 10, 28 Keshvan 5771. Day 6 before Shabbat, Parashat Toldot, Offspring. Malachi 2, 1-7.
Corrupt priests.
Now, you priests, this commandment is for you. If you will not listen, and if you will not lay it to heart, to give glory to my name, says Yahweh of hosts, then will I send the curse on you, and I will curse your blessings. Indeed, I have cursed them already, because you do not lay it to heart. Behold, I will rebuke your seed, and will spread dung on your faces, even the dung of your feasts, and you will be taken away with it. You will know that I have sent this commandment to you, that my covenant may be with Levi, says Yahweh of hosts. My covenant was with him of life and peace, and I gave them to him that he might be reverent toward me, and he was reverent toward me, and stood in awe of my name. The Torah, teaching and instruction, of truth was in his mouth, and unrighteousness was not found in his lips. He walked with me in peace and uprightness, and turned many away from iniquity. For the priest's lips should keep knowledge, and they should seek the Torah, teaching and instruction, at his mouth, for he is the messenger of Yahweh of hosts. Luke 21. 22.
The widow's two mites.
He looked up, and saw the rich people who were putting their gifts into the treasury. He saw a certain poor widow casting in two small brass coins. He said, "Truly I tell you, this poor widow put in more than all of them, for all these put in gifts for Elohim from their abundance, but she, out of her poverty, put in all that she had to live on."
Yeshua predicts the destruction of the temple.
As some were talking about the temple and how it was decorated with beautiful stones and gifts, he said, "As for these things which you see, the days will come, in which there will not be left here one stone on another that will not be thrown down."
The signs of the times and the end of the age.
They asked him, "Rabbi, so when will these things be? What is the sign that these things are about to happen?" He said, "Watch out that you don't get led astray, for many will come in my name, saying, 'I am he,' and 'the time is at hand.' Therefore don't follow them. When you hear of wars and disturbances, don't be terrified, for these things must happen first, but the end won't come immediately." Then he said to them, "Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be great earthquakes, famines, and plagues in various places. There will be terrors and great signs from heaven. But before all these things, they will lay their hands on you and will persecute you, delivering you up to synagogues and prisons, bringing you before kings and governors for my name's sake. It will turn out as a testimony for you. Settle it therefore in your hearts not to meditate beforehand how to answer, for I will give you a mouth and wisdom which all your adversaries will not be able to withstand or to contradict. You will be handed over even by parents, brothers, relatives, and friends. They will cause some of you to be put to death. You will be hated by all men for my name's sake. And not a hair of your head will perish. By your endurance you will win your lives."
The destruction of Jerusalem.
"But when you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, then know that its desolation is at hand. Then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. Let those who are in the midst of her depart. Let those who are in the country not enter therein. For these are days of vengeance, that all things which are written may be fulfilled. Woe to those who are pregnant and to those who nurse infants in those days. For there will be great distress in the land, and wrath to this people. They will fall by the edge of the sword, and will be led captive into all the nations. Jerusalem will be trampled down by the Gentiles, until the times of the Gentiles are fulfilled."
The coming of the Son of Solomon of Man.
"There will be signs in the sun, moon, and stars, and in the earth anxiety of nations, in perplexity for the roaring of the sea and the waves, men fainting for fear, and for expectation of the things which are coming in the world, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. But when these things begin to happen, look up, and lift up your heads, because your redemption is near."
The parable of the fig tree.
He told them a parable. "See the fig tree, and all the trees. When they are already budding, you see it and know by your own selves that the summer is already near. Even so you also, when you see these things happening, know that the kingdom of Elohim is near. Most certainly I tell you, this generation will not pass away until all things are accomplished. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away.
The importance of watching.
So be careful, or your hearts will be loaded down with carousing, drunkenness, and cares of this life, and that day will come on you suddenly. For it will come like a snare on all those who dwell on the surface of all the earth. Therefore be watchful all the time, praying that you may be counted worthy to escape all these things that will happen, and to stand before the Son of Man. Every day Yeshua was teaching in the temple, and every night he would go out and spend the night on the mountain that is called Olivet. All the people came early in the morning to him in the temple to hear him.
The plot to kill Yeshua.
Now the feast of unleavened bread, which is called the Passover, drew near. The chief priests and the scribes sought how they might put him to death, for they feared the people. Satan entered into Judah, who was surnamed Iscariot, who was numbered with the 12. He went away, and talked with the chief priests and captains about how he might deliver him to them. They were glad, and agreed to give him money. He consented, and sought an opportunity to deliver him to them in the absence of the multitude.
Yeshua and his disciples prepare the Passover.
The day of unleavened bread came, on which the Passover must be sacrificed. He sent Peter and John, saying, "Go and prepare the Passover for us, that we may eat." They said to him, "Where do you want us to prepare?" He said to them, "Behold, when you have entered into the city, a man carrying a pitcher of water will meet you. Follow him into the house which he enters. Tell the master of the house, 'The rabbi says to you, where is the guest room, where I may eat the Passover with my disciples?' He will show you a large, furnished upper room. Make preparations there." They went, found things as they had told them, and they prepared the Passover.
Yeshua institutes Yahweh's supper.
When the hour had come, he sat down with the 12 emissaries. He said to them, "I have earnestly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer, for I tell you, I will no longer by any means eat of it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of Elohim." He received a cup, and when he had given thanks, he said, "Take this, and share it among yourselves, for I tell you, I will not drink at all again from the fruit of the vine, until the kingdom of Elohim comes." He took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it, and gave to them, saying, "This is my body which is given for you. Do this in memory of me." Likewise, he took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you. But behold, the hand of him who betrays me is with me on the table. The Son of Man indeed goes, as it has been determined, but woe to that man through whom he is betrayed." They began to question among themselves, which of them it was who would do this thing.
The disciples argue about greatness.
There arose also a contention among them, which of them was considered to be greatest. He said to them, "The kings of the nations master it over them, and those who have authority over them are called benefactors. But not so with you. But one who is the greater among you, let him become as the younger, and one who is governing, as one who serves. For who is greater, one who sits at the table, or one who serves? Isn't it he who sits at the table? But I am in the midst of you as one who serves. But you are those who have continued with me in my trials. I confer on you a kingdom, even as my Father conferred on me, that you may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom. You will sit on thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel."
Yeshua predicts Peter's denial.
Adonai said, "Simon, Simon, behold, Satan asked to have you, that he might sift you as wheat, but I prayed for you, that your faith wouldn't fail. You, when once you have turned again, establish your brothers." He said to him, "Adonai, I am ready to go with you both to prison and to death." He said, "I tell you, Peter, the rooster will by no means crow today until you deny that you know me 3 times.
Supplies for the road.
He said to them, "When I sent you out without purse, and wallet, and shoes, did you lack anything?" They said, "Nothing." Then he said to them, "But now, whoever has a purse, let him take it, and likewise a wallet. Whoever has none, let him sell his cloak, and buy a sword. For I tell you that this which is written must still be fulfilled in me, he was counted with transgressors. For that which concerns me has an end." They said, "Adonai, behold, here are 2 swords. He said to them, "That is enough."
The prayer in the garden.
He came out, and went, as his custom was, to the Mount of Olives. His disciples also followed him. When he was at the place, he said to them, "Pray that you don't enter into temptation." He was withdrawn from them about a stone's throw, and he knelt down and prayed, saying, "Father, if you are willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours, be done." An angel from heaven appeared to him, strengthening him. Being in agony, he prayed more earnestly. His sweat became like great drops of blood falling down on the ground. When he rose up from his prayer, he came to the disciples, and found them sleeping because of grief, and said to them, "Why do you sleep? Rise and pray that you may not enter into temptation."
Betrayal and arrest in Gethsemane.
While he was still speaking, behold, a multitude, and he who was called Judah, one of the 12, was leading them. He came near to Yeshua to kiss him. But Yeshua said to him, "Judah, do you betray the Son of Man with a kiss?" When those who were around him saw what was about to happen, they said to him, "Adonai, shall we strike with the sword?" A certain one of them struck the servant of the high priest, and cut off his right ear. But Yeshua answered, "Let me at least do this," and he touched his ear, and healed him. Yeshua said to the chief priests, captains of the temple, and elders, who had come against him, "Have you come out as against a robber, with swords and clubs? When I was with you in the temple daily, you didn't stretch out your hands against me. But this is your hour, and the power of darkness."
Peter denies Yeshua, and weeps bitterly.
They seized him, and led him away, and brought him into the high priest's house. But Peter followed from a distance. When they had kindled a fire in the middle of the courtyard, and had sat down together, Peter sat among them. A certain servant girl saw him as he sat in the light, and looking intently at him, said, "This man also was with him." He denied Yeshua, saying, "Woman, I don't know him." After a little while someone else saw him, and said, "You also are one of them." But Peter answered, "Man, I am not." After about 1 hour passed, another confidently affirmed, saying, "Truly this man also was with him, for he is a Galilean." But Peter said, "Man, I don't know what you are talking about." Immediately, while he was still speaking, a rooster crowed. Adonai turned, and looked at Peter. Then Peter remembered Adonai's word, how he said to him, "Before the rooster crows you will deny me 3 times. He went out, and wept bitterly.
Yeshua mocked and beaten.
The men who held Yeshua mocked him and beat him. Having blindfolded him, they struck him on the face and asked him, "Prophesy. Who is the one who struck you?" They spoke many other things against him, insulting him.
Yeshua faces the Sanhedrin.
As soon as it was day, the assembly of the elders of the people was gathered together, both chief priests and scribes, and they led him away into their council, saying, "If you are the Messiah, tell us." But he said to them, "If I tell you, you won't believe, and if I ask, you will in no way answer me or let me go. From now on, the Son of Man will be seated at the right hand of the power of Elohim." They all said, "Are you then the Son of Elohim?" He said to them, "You say it, because I am." They said, "Why do we need any more witness? For we ourselves have heard from his own mouth." End of today's Torah and related scriptures. Praise Yah. HNVIT version, in the public domain.